AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In Ireland, it's estimated that we generated 835,000 tons of food waste in 2023. That's about 170 kilograms of food waste for every man, woman and child in the country. But with so many people in need of food, what can be done to reduce surplus? Food Cloud works with charities to redistribute millions of meals around the world. And our Imro award-winning reporter, Josh Crosby, has been following the journey of this food to find out that the impact it's having.
On any given day, there's about 600 donations happening across the country from all of the major retailers and to a network of about 700 charities from the Inishowen Peninsula to Connemara to inner city Dublin. So it's a really scalable solution to connect local businesses with local organisations, and our role is really to be the intermediary and provide the technology to support that.
The type of food that Food Cloud can supply to us is ideal for the type of clientele we have. So they'll meet our needs all the time, as much as they can.
You know, I used to be sitting looking out the window, so I came over and never left. You get lovely food and a little chat. It's better than sitting at home doing nothing. You're meeting people and they're dead funny, I tell you that.
Food Cloud first started out as a college project more than 12 years ago, and the charity has now redistributed over 338 million meals around the world. One of its latest services is the AIB Community Meals Programme, and I'm off to meet with co-founder of Food Cloud, Evan O'Brien, to see how it all works.
So we're here in our Dublin warehouse. This is one of three warehouses that we have. Here we take surplus that kind of arises earlier in the supply chain, so production, manufacturing, farm level. And you can see from what we're looking at here, we have everything from pasta to tuna to yeast extract.
Everything and anything.
Everything and anything. Surplus arises for different reasons. It could be forecasting problems. It could be an unpopular product. It could be, you know, Christmas stock in January, Easter stock in May.
I'm trying to describe it for the listeners. Like, there are pallets and pallets here. Like, you've certainly figured out how to source the surplus food.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can see yourself. It's not, it doesn't look like waste food. Like, it's perfectly good food that you would buy yourself. So really, it's just turning something that would have been destined for waste into an opportunity to create more sustainable communities and support those who need it. So if you want to follow me down here, I'll show you where the food comes in.
As we pass the pineapples and the bananas.
Yeah, and the tinned of spaghetti carbonara. So basically, we work with a range of partners across the food industry, always looking for more. So if anybody's listening that works in the food industry, please get in touch. But the food comes in, we log it on our system here. You can see the lads bringing it in, and the charities then put in their orders based on what they need.
So talk to me then about the Community Meals Program.
Yeah, so the Community Meals Program, which we've been really grateful for AIB support, is a new service that we launched last year. So you can see here in the warehouse, we get lots of food in. Some of it has to be used super fast. So we started the Food Cloud Kitchen with a view to reducing our own waste here in the warehouse, and as a way to be able to demonstrate what you can do with surplus. On the other side, the charities were telling us they were struggling sometimes to keep chefs. So we launched a service where we would take the surplus, bring it to our own kitchens in Clondalkin, and give meals out to charities in addition or instead of the raw ingredients that you see here today.
Great. So I've seen now where it comes through, where it comes in the truck and the pallets, and where it's being divided up into where it's going to which charity. But do you want to take me through to the next stage?
Yeah, so Josh, we're going to head 5 minutes down the road to Clondalkin, and you're going to see where we do the AIB community meals and get a flavour of what's going on there, pardon the pun.
To see how the dishes come together.
Yeah. We've just arrived in the kitchen in Clondalkin, so I'm going to take you through and show you how it all works.
Very good, I'll follow you.
Okay, so here we are in the kitchen. You can see it's set up really like a big production kitchen.
Yeah, commercial size.
Commercial size kitchen. the food comes in, the challenge that the kitchen have is they're not sure what they're going to get. Janice, who's the chef here, has a lot to contend with. So it is a tricky balance. So you've got inconsistent supply. You've got like really, really specific needs from your customers. And then you've got an army of volunteers. So for the team here from Food Cloud, there's a lot to be dealing with that's a little bit different from your average chef's job.
Everything's fluctuating from day to day.
Yeah. But it's exciting. The thing that keeps us in Food Cloud all, I suppose, energised and motivated is that, you know, within this food that would have otherwise been wasted, there's opportunities for jobs, there's opportunities for volunteering, there's opportunities for community groups. And it's just very inspiring to be working on a problem that has a solution that has so many benefits.
I'm going to go off now and see the lovely, delicious meals that are being served up.
Brilliant.
To follow the journey of the surplus food from when it arrives to it eventually being plated up, I visited St. Andrew's Resource Centre in Dublin City Centre, where they run a range of programmes and services. The staff here tell me the link with Food Cloud brings many benefits.
How are you doing, Josh? You're very welcome here to St. Andrew's Senior Care Day Centre. My name is Caroline Fitzpatrick. I'm the day centre coordinator here. This is where it all happens. This is where the clients come in for their dinner. And sometimes we have other activities in this room as well. So the food from Food Cloud comes in 3 times a week. This more so came about since COVID. We did it on a very small scale. And then we decided to do it on a larger scale. And then we found Food Cloud in the middle of all that, which was wonderful for us. So the people that are coming in are really enjoyed the food and the type of food that Food Cloud supplies, which is important because it's for their needs. Also then it means that some of the ladies will stay and hang around till the bingo starts, which means most of their day for people that are living on their own is filled, and it's filled with other people. I certainly believe that it's interaction that keeps you young at heart and keeps you spirited.
Matthew Pepper, and I deliver dinners for St. Andrew's Resource Centre. And I used to look after my father, and St. Andrew's looked after him, but I took around them myself, but they looked after him. But I just find it fantastic, and the staff and the management are absolutely unbelievable. Yeah.
So tell me how it works then.
I come in the morning, the girls here, they get the dinners ready, I come in and get them, bring them out to the van, load them up, bring them to clients that want them, ask them how they are.
How many meals would you be delivering?
23 a day.
And it's not even the food, but it's just even the knock on the door,
the
social interaction.
Yeah, for them, yeah, because it is loneliness on them. I'll show you here what we do now. This is the van here now, and we also have a big minibus as well for bringing the old people out.
So you're loading up the back of this every morning?
The van, yeah, yeah.
So you're putting, is it 33 meals?
23, and then 23 desserts.
So you're a busy man, you're like a postman, but you're delivering food.
Yeah, great, that was great doing it.
Well, I'll let you get back to your work.
All right, thanks, William.
I do the dinners, call the bingo, and do everything else.
You're a bairnie of all trades, though.
Yes, all trades. I have to tell you, I get a great laugh out of them.
You've seen many faces come through here so over the years.
Yeah, loads. Some are gone now, Jesus, loads gone. We lost a good few last year now, very sad. Yeah.
I suppose you come attached as well, you become friends.
Very attached, very, very attached, you know what I mean, everybody does.
It's a bustling hub playing a vital role in the community. As I arrived at the day centre, candles on a birthday cake were being blown out, and it's safe to say the clients are delighted with the supports available.
I don't live too far, because I ramble up and get me dinner.
You're living alone, Betty, are you?
I am indeed. Well, I can't drag in. No, come. So I have to stay on my own. You don't know how old I am. So,
but I'd never ask a lady her age.
I don't mind. 95.
You're 95?
Yeah.
What's the secret to
hard work,
longevity?
Hard work and having a grand time here.
What kind of jobs did you have?
I worked in Trinity College for years, and someone said, Jesus, where are you getting educated there? You're lucky. Says I wasn't lucky. Says I was scrubbing and cleaning.
You were keeping the place looking good.
So that was it. I worked there for years. We had nothing in the family, so we had to just try to do as best we could.
95 years of age, you deserve to come down here now for your bits of bingo and your slice of cake.
They're so good here. I'm telling you, only for the girls, I'd be still looking out the window. Every day it's lovely.
So, PJ, you've the good suit on, the pinstripe suit?
So very, very much so. I enjoy my retirement now and coming down here. The staff are wonderful here, and we get a lovely dinner. Everything's 100%. I can find a great sense of relaxation when I come here.
And what made you decide to come through the door first day?
I got involved first in Age Action, and they sent me down to St. Andrews for different classes. So then I was told then I was invited into the day centre for a lunch, which I love. And I love to get 2 buses to get here, but I don't mind. So it's great. It's a conversation. You know, it's nice to meet other people. Because I live on my own and I worked in the bar trade all my life, serving other people and looking after customers. So it's nice to be on the other side.
The other side of the counter,
the other side of the counter, because I had to grow up the hard way from the country. I've set up for the day. I look forward to coming too, indeed. And it's good exercise too. I walk a good bit as well.
And you never know who you're going to meet. You could be on the radio one day when you come in. And PJ, I hear you're a bit of a singer as well.
Well, I try anyway. I like try.
Do you sing in here in the resource centre sometimes?
Well, the odd time now of a max, do you know that we have, you have to be ready to your axe, you know?
Well, if I was to ask you now, would you mind singing a few bars or something?
I'll try something for you anyway. Give it a go.
When you're ready.
They say our love is just emotion, but time has slowly faded away. And time has deepened my devotion. I love you more and more every day. I love you more and more every day.
Some of the clients at St. Andrew's Resource Centre in Dublin enjoying their meals provided through Food Cloud.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.